The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake up, catch the vibe, John Ryan and Dalton, they drive. Every morning they're on the air, spreading good vibes everywhere. With every laugh and every beat, the Wake Up Crew makes your morning sweet.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning. It is Thursday, July 10th, episode 1696. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you this morning. And reminder, Superman is going to be released tomorrow. That's right. Brian Barrett will be seeing it the second day on Saturday.
Are you going to see it?
John will be seeing it 2 weeks from
Oh, really?
Friday.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
So I we can't even talk about it?
Well, I don't mind just talking about it. I'm, he's not going to die. He's Superman. He died once and came back.
He always comes back when he dies, doesn't he?
And here's some more news. 24 days until school starts.
Everybody's excited about that.
And it's Throwback Thursday. I always know when it's time for school to really going to start clicking when my daughter goes over to Eagleville and starts working. That's when you know the floors are waxed and ready to get going.
So that's happened or happening?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I would say next week probably would probably be the time.
Well, you have two teachers in the household.
Yeah. Well,
Brad doesn't come back until the day he
teaches high school. So, but, no, he's already been out there. They're already, he's coaching. So,
oh, I guess so.
Dead period's over and volleyball has started. Volleyball in high school started. Then the next thing will be basketball. So the only time that we're really, the girls are off will be probably what? February, last of February. So
they don't. That's when travel volleyball starts up, isn't
it? Well, yeah, but I don't even count that. But that's,
this is school stuff.
Yeah, that's another beast in itself.
So Allie Grace plays volleyball too?
No, she's a manager of volleyball.
Oh,
she plays
right.
Basketball. And I don't know if she'll play travel ball or not. She probably will. So there'll be two of them. But, you know, there it goes. Why is there a corn meme at the top of my page?
We talked about this the other day.
I know. Why is it?
What's the first one?
Corn.
And then what's the second one?
Corn cry.
Mm-mm.
Corn.
What's rolling down the red face?
Tear.
No.
What is that?
What else would roll down?
Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Corn sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, corn sweat. Yeah. Gosh. Just put a picture of him up there. It'd be a lot easier.
Well, I put it. There is an emoji of Superman, but it wasn't a very good one.
Oh.
So I just put corn sweat. Aren't
you
glad?
Don't have a lot to do. Got some news that some sad news, some good news. Would you rather have the sad news first?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get that over with. Well, I'm looking here. Hold on. Here we go. Jimmy Swaggart passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Evangelist and had some rough time there during part of his, the height of his popularity. He had a little sin speech where he talked about he had sinned and cried. But the thing about Jimmy Swaggart, he was a remarkable entertainer in terms of he could play the piano as well as anybody and could sing. And I think that kind of made him stand out from all the rest of them, you know.
He came back from really two big scandals.
Yeah.
One was...
in 88 and another one...
Sexual misconduct.
Yeah.
And another was financial troubles.
Right.
And toward the end, he was one of those doomsdayer, you know, prepper kind of people.
He was, I think, 90. Okay. Julian McMahon, I think that's how you say it. He also passed away. He had cancer. He was in the FBI on CBS, and he was on Nip Tuck back in the day.
He
played Dr. Doom in Fantastic Four, the Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah. FBI Most Wanted, I think, or yeah. International, one of those.
Dylan McDermott took his place, I think, or something like that, yeah.
I think that's happened when he got sick.
Yeah, yeah. And he was very quiet about it. He didn't tell anybody that he was in trouble. And let's see, Michael Marsden, Virginia Madsen's brother, she's an actress, and he always played gangsters or bad guys or something like that. Virginia, I don't know if it's Marsden. It may be Marsden, but okay. That's what I wrote down.
James Marsden?
No, Michael.
Michael.
Okay. He always played a bad guy. But anyway, we'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly towards and into the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies, light winds, patchy fog possible in spots after midnight, lows drop to 70, then a chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Hi, I'm Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop,
yeah.
Donate, and save at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come see us.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, Jazz Chisholm Jr. and the Yankees came ready to play.
2-2 to Jazz, the pitch. Breaking ball, high drive, right field, that's gone. Oh, my goodness. 10 rows back, Jazz Chisholm, a line drive, 2-run homer.
That was his second home run of the day, and you heard it on the Yankees radio network as they defeated the Mariners 9-6. The Red Sox have now won 6 in a row after outscoring the Rockies 10-2, and the Royals have handed the Pirates their 6th straight loss, edging them 4-3, while the Diamondbacks defeated the Padres in San Diego 8-2. In the NBA, Suns superstar Devin Booker has agreed to a 2-year, $145 million maximum contract extension with the franchise through the 2029-2030 season, the highest annual extension salary in NBA history. In the WNBA, the Sky defeated the Wings 87-76, and Angel rescinded with 15 points and 11 rebounds.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
This is the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. In fact, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric every day. MTE has delivered reliable service and peace of mind for nearly 90 years. 90 years, wow. Manage your account at MTE.com or on the MyMTE app.
It'll be 90 years next year, 1936.
Really? Yep. So when we get to 100, that's going to be a real fun time.
It'll be, what, 1936 or 2036 when there'll be 100.
I'll be about that age when I get to 2036.
That's,
so,
what, 11 years from now?
Yeah.
You won't be 100.
I'll be 80.
Wow.
Hope I live to see 80.
Ah, you'll make it.
If I can make it to the granddaughters getting married, you know.
Then you're done?
No, I'm not done, but I mean, I hope to see them get married.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe even great-grandchildren.
Maybe. Maybe. I've got a shot. Allie Grace, probably. I don't know about Mia, but I've got a shot. Got to stay healthy, though. But I'm infested with ticks. Or chiggers. I'm chigger mad. I've become a chigger.
I'm telling you, one can wreak havoc.
Oh, it's awful. It's just awful.
And there are places that you don't want them to go, and they go.
Oh, they do. They do. I didn't really want to talk about it on the air, but yeah, they do, Brian.
Oh, you
thanks,
have? You
thanks
have.
For bringing that up. Yeah, now I remember where it is. Okay. Ah, yeah.
Ooh. Got some cream for that.
Got cream for everything. I use a spray. They got on my back is where the worst part.
Yeah.
And so.
Can't get to that.
And I know when that happened because I was mowing the yard and I kept feeling something back there. The little booger was just chewing away at me.
Yeah.
And
sucking your blood.
So I took a spray. I have a hydrocortisone spray that I use for it. And it's better. But, whoo. When you get in the shower in the morning, man, nothing better. Anyway. Makes you feel good. Slim Chicken staff on Memorial are today's good neighbor of the day for their, what they do, give you a free meal or something? Oh, no. For their great, kind, and thoughtful service, the Memorial Slim Chicken staff will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to everybody over there. And, you know, it can be a business, a person, whatever you want to send in for good neighbor of the day. You can do that by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two ways to get them to us here. And don't forget, birthdays, anniversaries, taking those too. 615-893-1450. Well, it's Don't Step on a Bee Day.
Oh, no, definitely.
It's Pick Blueberries Day and also Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
Take up a teddy bear on a picnic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, our song today is from the Alien Gonzos. I think you're going to like this one.
Celebrate good times, come on. It's a celebration.
I think that was in a movie.
May have been. Gonzo sounds a lot like the trash guy. The garbage guy. We'll be back.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Authorities in Jolton say they've removed more than 100 dogs from a, quote, extremely neglectful situation. The owner could face charges. Yorkshire Terriers, Maltese, Poodles, and other designer mixes were recovered from the residence. The Animal Rescue Corps says at least one dog was confirmed dead, with several others rushed to an emergency veterinarian hospital, all said to be living in toxic conditions. In all, 113 dogs were pulled from the property. The sheriff's office is investigating. The former director of the McNairy County Agriculture Event Center is facing a long list of charges related to her time there. Valerie Knight is being charged with theft of property, among other charges, including burglary other than habitation, tampering with or fabricating evidence, and destruction of government property. Officials say she was arrested and has since bonded out. Knight is expected for her arraignment in August. More news in 30 seconds.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Neighbors in one Hendersonville neighborhood say they have a smelly situation on their hands, packs of skunks on the loose, causing a stir and a stink among residents. It's getting so bad in the neighborhood, people there have started posting alerts to their neighborhood social media pages when there's a skunk sighting. Neighbors tell WKRN the sightings are happening multiple times a day, sometimes threatening pets. Neighbors are reaching out to city officials to try and mitigate the population. Will Dunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, the Wake Up Crew, on your way here on this Thursday. Throwback Thursday coming up next hour, by the way. And episode 1696. And are you prepared for the big Superman thing? Are you taking, like, drinks in your purse or anything? Or, you know?
I don't carry a purse.
Okay.
I'll have my backpack, though. No, I'm...
When I go to Premier 6, I'm going to tell them when I get there. I said, I've got two caffeine-free Cokes in my bag, but I'll pay for the drink. Like it, you know, to be fair, I'll just tell them I'm going to pay for the drink.
I don't know if they have it now or not when they switch to Coke.
Oh, if they got one of those new machines.
Yeah, I don't know. I know they switched from Pepsi to Coke.
Yeah, they might have that new machine where you can get your own. Ooh, it'd be nice.
I don't know.
You're just telling that it's not going to happen. But anyway, I'm going to do that, and I'll pay for the drink, like it's mine.
You're going to show it to them. They could probably give you a cup of ice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But pay for the amount of the drink would be just for the ice, and a bag of popcorn, of course.
Well, the tickets for IMAX for $513.
Ooh, dude, did you pay for that?
I did,
dude.
And then there will be concessions.
Well, they need to pay. Okay, never mind.
And then there may or may not be a meal.
Oh, so you need to take $300 with you.
Well, it may turn out to be that. I don't know.
Just to watch Superman.
Yeah. We usually do this once a year, and it's usually at Christmas.
Oh, so it's a special thing.
Christmas is always... Last 2 years, we've missed it at Christmas.
There wasn't anything that good on at Christmas last year either.
No. It was, and so now it's kind of become a summer thing.
Yeah.
And Dalton's birthday is Sunday, so it'll be kind of a...
I don't have to get him anything for his birthday.
Pre-birthday thing. So. Yeah.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah. 26.
So you'll pay for everything. Dinner, everything.
I go prepared.
Wow. That is so not like you.
What do you mean?
Well, I think you still owe me about $27 from last year's... Football and basketball, and guys, I'll pay you next time. Never, there is no next time.
Yes, there is.
And then the next time I go, oh, well, I'll just pay for it. No, nothing's ever returned. So that's good that you do that. That's so anti you. It's hard to believe.
Well, that it's anti me. But
so Monday, we're going to have the Superman rundown. I mean,
I guess.
Oh, wow. I love it when you both watch it at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know if we should do that, though, since you haven't seen
it. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. For the radio program itself, I'll sacrifice. I may actually go Sunday myself. So, I don't have anybody that'll take me and pay for my ticket or buy my meal. So, I'll just go by myself and do it that way. That's all I know to do.
I'll get you a ticket.
No, that's okay. I got to pay for my meal and everything else. Don't like you that well. Coming up, what is it?
Today in history?
Yeah, but coming up, it's... Yeah, today in history. Brandon Brooks is standing by as well with Rewind. And, of course, Matt Wolf. I thought if I changed it, it would not come around. It'll be here at 6:57. Let's go today in history. It's brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
I'm not saying that right. It's not Turner Security. Security. It's Security. Turner Security.
Powered by TechCore.
I don't know anything. That's not on my paper. All right, here we go. Today in history. This is the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, man.
All right.
1040, Lady Godiva rides naked on a horseback. I'm sure nobody's interested in that. 1892, first concrete paved street is built. In 1964, where was Dan? Dan France was Dan? Is he that old?
Probably.
1964, the Beatles release A Hard Day's Night.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night.
I got to tell you something about that. I saw a YouTube thing. I need to tell you about it in a few minutes. Bobby Gentry in 1967 records Ode to Billy Joe.
I was out chopping cotton and brother was bailing hay.
1978, World News Tonight premieres on ABC with Max Robinson, the first black anchor on a network newscast. 1985, Coca-Cola announces it will resume selling the old formula Coke. 2000, Coldplay releases their debut album, Parachutes. They should be up there with the Beach Boys.
Maybe not.
2018, the final four boys and their coach are rescued from Phang Long Nang Non Cave.
That was in Thailand, wasn't it?
Impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Don't know if it's right. 2019, Taylor Swift is named the world's highest paid entertainer by Forbes, earning $185 million in 2018. You know, if Travis Kelce doesn't want to marry her, I volunteer.
I'm, yeah, really?
Yeah, she's a little young for me, but, you know, hey, with all that money, I don't care.
I know.
All right, coming up, it's Rewind with Brandon Brooks. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. July 10th, 1986. Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead.
I woke up in a hospital. I really don't know what happened.
Come into a diabetic coma caused by an infection from an abscessed tooth. He came out of it 5 days later, but had to learn how to play the guitar all over again. His date in 1992, the release of the sci-fi action movie.
It was a top secret government project.
Universal Soldier.
Pac-Man Ice. All of them.
And July 10th, 2015.
I'm going to Uriatin with my wife and child. They're on the train from Moscow.
Actor Omar Sharif.
Sit down, doctor.
Died of a heart attack at 83.
I hate everything you say, but not enough to kill you for it.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly towards and into the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies, light winds, patchy fog possible in spots after midnight, lows drop to 70, then a chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Good morning. A little bit more traffic volume just in the last few minutes. 24 out through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. A little bit of radar scattered down certain sections of I-24 throughout Rutherford County this morning around 840. 65 south on the increase here at Trinity Lane. Watching it build down I-40 right now through the Mount Julian area, leaving Wilson County, headed on over into Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online throughout the day at PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
The Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. Call the library's Tech Center for more information. Greenhouse Ministries needs volunteers. And there's a volunteer orientation session at Greenhouse every Thursday morning at 10. And this Saturday brings the Fix-It Fair to Greenhouse Ministries, 8 until noon this Saturday. Hands-on lessons in making routine home repairs, as well as bicycle repairs right there at Greenhouse Ministries Fix-It Fair this Saturday, 8 until noon. That's at Greenhouse Ministries. Have you purchased your Taste of Rutherford tickets? It's almost here. Saturday, July the 19th, over at Oakland's Mansion. 6 until 9 on the lawn. It's an opportunity to taste the cuisine from some of this area's finest restaurants. That's a Taste of Rutherford. Don't miss it. Saturday, July the 19th at Oakland's Mansion. Get with Main Street Murfreesboro to get your tickets. And thanks, Main Street. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you needed the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older, have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. To Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, great sides, lunch specials, down home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It is 6:39, and let's remind you, or remember, to tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. You know, we're only about a month and a little over a month till your football season starts.
Yeah.
When's the first game? Last August?
I think around the 22nd.
22nd, okay.
So the coach's show would start on the 16th.
Okay. Primetime sports Thursday, when? What would that be?
Probably the week of the 16th, that Thursday.
Okay. You need to start calling some dudes up. Get the schedule. Instead of working on computers all the time.
Well, got to have the computer.
What's your joke for today?
What kind of teacher never farts in public?
I don't know.
A private tutor.
I'm giving it a thumbs up, but it's very, very disgraceful.
Disgraceful?
Very disgraceful.
Wow.
Wow. Can't believe it. 6:41.
CBS News Brief. 31 construction workers have survived a partial sanitation tunnel collapse in Los Angeles. Interim Fire Chief Ronnie Villanueva.
It was determined that a structure failure of the tunnel
lining failed approximately 5 to 6 miles in. The workers had to climb through debris.
The cause is under investigation. The death toll has climbed to 120 in flash flooding in Texas Hill Country. 170 people are now reported missing. Travis County spokesman Hector Nieto.
We know that families are hurting and would love to hear more about their loved ones. We're working tirelessly to make certain we are getting information to them as quickly as possible.
A second night of Russian airstrikes on Ukraine. Officials in Kyiv say they killed two people and sparked fires across the city. The BBC's Paul Adams.
All thought of this war ending in 2025, which many people thought would happen at the beginning of the year, that really does seem to have evaporated.
CBS News Brief.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
The Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security has announced the opening of the 2025-2026 Houses of Worship Security Grant, which provides up to $70,000 for eligible nonprofit organizations, including churches, synagogues, temples, and mosques. This funding is designed to help cover the cost of hiring licensed security personnel to protect congregations across the state, including right here in Rutherford County. Organizations must demonstrate their vulnerability and outline how the grant will address security concerns. Applications are due by July 31st, and all funds are distributed on a cost reimbursement basis. Deputy Commissioner Greg Mazed emphasized the importance of protecting accessible spaces, noting that trained security professionals can make the difference in preventing a tragedy. Meanwhile, the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a surge in phone scams, where fraudsters impersonate local judges and detectives. The scammers claim residents have missed jury duty and must immediately pay fines using gift cards, wire transfers, or Bitcoin. Officials stress that no judge or detective will ever call demanding payment for missed jury service. Murfreesboro and Smyrna residents are encouraged to hang up immediately if they receive such a call and report the incident. Law enforcement reminds the community to stay vigilant, as these schemes have already impacted multiple residents across Rutherford County. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, which is streaming on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Bird. Keeping your home warm in the winter and cool in the summer all starts with the right insulation. Roscoe Brown and Carrier offer comprehensive insulation services that not only enhance your comfort, but also improve your energy efficiency, saving you money on your utility bills. With expert installation and advice, our team ensures that your home is perfectly insulated for every season. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown and Carrier. Your family's comfort is our family's legacy. RoscoeBrown.com.
Next on 101.9 100.5 WGNS, it's the Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering, spotlighting Martin Ridgely, a first grade teacher at Hobgood Elementary. He says some of the most important people in his life growing up were educators, and that inspired him to get into the profession.
I had a great amount of respect for them, and I knew that this was a very noble profession, and I had a desire to really help others.
Martin Ridgely, our Educator of the Month, talks about what he enjoys most about teaching first grade.
Students are building foundational skills that go on to support their learning for years to come. I enjoy creating a classroom community that encourages creativity and curiosity, where students feel safe to take risks. And it's just really rewarding to see their confidence grow as they begin to read and write and think more independently.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Nominate an educator from our website, WGNSradio.com.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation, because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Changes are coming to some Tennessee phone systems. Tennessee Public Utility Commission says starting in August, you must dial all 10 phone digits when you're inside the 423 area code. The requirement is due to the addition of the new 729 area code to the geographic region. So this means anyone with a 423 area code will be affected. Now, this includes people in Chattanooga, Bristol, Johnson City, and Kingsport, as well as some other smaller communities. A new coal mine has been approved for Claiborne County, with the project expected to produce up to 1.8 million tons of coal, as well as some local jobs over the next 10 years. As WATE reports Tuesday, the U.S. Department of the Interior says it granted an expedited permit for Hurricane Creek Mining LLC to mine coal on Bryson Mountain. The permit was expedited through environmental review under newly established procedures that were created after President Donald Trump declared a national energy emergency earlier this year.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A University of Tennessee dorm that carries memories for generations of graduates is being demolished this week. UT's Melrose Hall was the first men's dormitory on campus that was paid for by the state and has been part of the University of Tennessee's campus since the 1940s. At the time, Melrose Hall cost more than $1 million to build. The site will become a new five-story, 116,000-square-foot student center. Will Dunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. I've got some more news. Michael Douglas.
Oh, it's entertainment news.
Well, speaking of that, Inside Edition has a new host.
Oh, yeah?
She's going to start in the fall. Eva Pilgrim is the new host. You know, you're going, who's Eva Pilgrim?
She was with
ABC News, and she was on GMA3, and they've revamped all of that, so she's taken over Inside Edition.
Ah, well, she'll probably get to retire from that.
Yeah, I really like Eva Pilgrim. She's really sweet on the air, and I think that's a good choice.
Deborah Norville is retiring, I guess.
Yeah, she showed some pictures on Facebook and stuff of her, what she's doing, laying out on the pool.
Are she gone now already?
I don't think so. She was saying, this is my life in a few minutes, month or two.
You know who the first, I don't know if he was first, but who was Bill O'Reilly used to do Inside Edition before he went to Fox.
It's really kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
there's a famous clip of him
going off.
But yeah. And it was on the air.
Yeah.
And he said some bad words, but he was on the air.
Yeah.
I think that was close to the end for him.
That's kind of status quo now, say bad words on the air.
Yeah, but I mean, he was really going
off on
one of the behind-the-scenes people. Mm. I hear he was kind of that way.
Do you think he's changed?
No.
No, okay. anyway, Michael Douglas is retiring. He's not going to do anything. He said the only way, if there's something really interested him that he wanted to do.
Hmm.
So there's not going to be a Ben Franklin 2.
Well, that's probably good.
But he's going to stay home and be, he said, I'm going to stay home and be the housewife.
Okay.
And, of course, his wife is about 30 years younger than he is. I think he just turned 80.
What was it, the Kaminsky something?
Yeah, Kaminsky Method.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good show.
I liked it.
Yeah. And
the old guy in that, well, they're both old, but the other star, I can't remember his name, he passed away.
Yeah, he played Ben Franklin, of course, and he played Liberace too. And so he's about ready to hang it up. I guess he is hanging it up.
Alan Arkin is who I was thinking
about. Right. So anyway, I really like that show though. The Kaminsky Method. It was really good.
I thought Paul Reiser was really good in that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very underrated actor.
I watched, well, I can't, what are we watching tomorrow? I have to hold it.
Hmm.
I've watched some old stuff, but stuff you'll know about, you'll remember.
I've rewatched some things myself.
The Ranch?
Well, not counting The Ranch.
Oh, that goes on every night.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we're in the mid-30s rewatching that one.
So that's in your mind. That's the last thing on your mind when you go to sleep is, you know,
yeah,
that.
I can even quote it, you know. When Bo says something, I know what, you know, the other character is going to say.
You'd be fun watching it with him. That'd be a lot of real blast. All right, time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Man, we got a pretty long list.
I noticed.
All right. Excuse me. Sorry. 1920, David Brinkley, American NBC news anchor, born in Wilmington, North Carolina. And that's the news from NBC.
Is that how he did it?
Yeah. Kind of like, yeah. 1922, Jake LaMotta, American boxer, immortalized in Raging Bull, the movie. 1923, Earl Hamner Jr., American creator and narrator of the TV show The Waltons. Don't say it. Don't say it. I know you're thinking about it. Don't say it. Good night, Brian Boy.
Good night, John Boy.
1926, Fred Gwynne, American actor. He was in Car 54, Where Are You? And he was Herman Munster.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev still at Idlewild.
Sing it.
Car 54, where are you? In 1931, Nick Adams, American actor. He played Johnny Yuma, the rebel.
Johnny Yuma was a rebel. He roamed through the West. Did Johnny Yuma was a rebel. He wandered alone.
1943, Arthur Ashe, American tennis player. He won 3 Grand Slam single titles. Born in Richmond, Virginia. He died in 1993. In 1972, how do you say her name? Sofia Vergara. Okay. Colombian actress married or was in Modern Family, born in Colombia. Did you ever get into Modern Family?
I never did.
It's pretty good. I watch it in reruns now. I like it better than nothing.
Well, you know, that's true.
I watch King of Queens, and I never watched
really?
It when it was on, but I've got where I watch it, too. It's part of my updated report on what are we watching tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Wow.
In 1980, Jessica Simpson, American singer and pop star, born in Abilene, Texas.
Every time I'm here on my knees, I want to love you forever.
Well, we got a who's who on our local birthday list today. Murphy Fair has a birthday.
Wow.
Is he still having birthdays?
I don't know why.
Eddie Taylor, Michael Lashley, Deborah Linfant, and Betty Chambers have birthdays.
Eddie Taylor should stop too. But if you're having birthdays, anniversaries, you want to let us know, 615-893-1450 is the number to call or text. Add to our list and we'll announce it at 8 o'clock and give away banana pudding from Slick Pig. So that's coming up.
And it's 6:55. We're going to take our last look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly towards and into the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds, patchy fog possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 70. Then a chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Good morning. We've got a couple of accidents out here. One is northbound on 65 at Rivergate Parkway. It's got traffic a little bit slow as you head up towards Goodlettsville. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane is very heavy and slow. We've already had a collision there this morning and it slowed it down. Again, we're looking at it live right now and it's just dragging along down through here on 65 southbound, trying to get out of Madison there at Trinity Lane and Dickerson Pike area. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken Karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Check out the menu today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Play an old guitar, I'm dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
Shop, donate, and save at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr.
Well, she's back.
Wednesday Addams is here.
The new teaser is out for Wednesday, season 2 on Netflix with Jenna Ortega, and it covers some pretty dark territory, shocker, including visions of her roommate Enid in a not-so-great spot.
The sooner I get answers, the sooner I can save Enid.
Now, part 1 of season 2 debuts August 1st. The second half drops September 3rd.
I'm Larry, the new night guard.
Ben Stiller there, finding his way around in Night at the Museum. Now the beloved movie series will get the reboot treatment from Sean Levy, who directed the original films, with a new story along with a new set of characters. What, no Dum Dum?
You give me Gum Gum.
I give you Gum Gum?
I'll miss that guy. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit Progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58. Well, what do you got coming up next hour, Brian?
No clue.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday.
Well, yeah, but
we'll do something.
We're all involved in that. Slim Chicken staff on Memorial are today's Good Neighbor of the Day for their great, kind, and thoughtful service. The Memorial Slim Chicken staff will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right. I was thinking if I owned it, it'd be Fat Chicken. Wouldn't Fat Chicken be better? I don't know. Anyway, birthdays, anniversaries, we're taking those this morning, 615-893-1450. You can call or text and let us know. We're improving our text stuff, by the way.
Oh, wow. Upgrades.
We'll let you know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pretty big upgrade, actually. And the same thing for Good Neighbor of the Day. You can text neighbor to our number and get a reply back from us and just fill out the information, click submit, done, and done.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Take a quick break, but be sure to join us back. News is coming up next at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
L.A. Tunnel Rescue.
Thank God everybody acted quick and everybody's safe.
Emergency alert failures in Texas.
Is there any way we could send a code red out to our hunt residents?
Secret Service discipline.
Suspended without pay for up to 6 weeks.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A tense scene in Los Angeles after the partial collapse of a tunnel, stranding more than two dozen workers inside.
about 6 miles from the entrance. CBS's Carter Evans reports it all ended well.
More than 100 Los Angeles firefighters and urban search and rescue teams rushed to the city of Wilmington after an underground tunnel collapsed, trapping 27 people inside Wednesday night.
They don't have headcount or a patient count at this point.
After the collapse of the 18-foot diameter tunnel, uncertainty followed.
Ask the police, please let me through. My husband's in there.
Chelsea Fernandez says she got an alert on her phone and ran to the site.
And I just want to know if he's okay. They said they couldn't give me any information, but he called and he said he's out and everything's going to be okay.
A structure failure of the tunnel lining failed approximately 5 to 6 miles in. The workers had to climb through debris.
Workers stepped inside a metal cage that was hoisted by a crane to the surface. All trapped workers were safely extricated. No injuries were reported.
Now to Central Texas, where more than 170 people are still unaccounted for after last week's deadly flooding. CBS's Jason Allen has been looking into the warning system.
John David Trollinger is the former information technology director for Kerr County. He helped install the area's Code Red emergency alert system. When he woke up around 1 a.m. Friday, Trollinger immediately tuned in to emergency radio transmissions.
Something told you it was going to be a big night.
National Weather Service.
Trollinger recorded the moment volunteer firefighters requested that a code red alert be sent. It came as early as 4:22 a.m.
Is there any way we can send a code red out to our Hunt residents asking them to find higher ground or stay home?
Dispatchers delayed, saying they needed special authorization.
Yeah, we have to get that approved with our supervisor.
The river continued to rise.
The river is completely swollen, and there is a car with occupants in it floating down the river, ma'am.
At 5:11, as first responders jumped into the water to rescue people, still no code red.
We've got one female pulled out of the water.
Some survivors report receiving a code red alert at 5:30 a.m., others at 6 a.m. Trollinger said he didn't receive the alert until after 10 a.m.
Someone should have gotten up and been there to go, okay, send the code red.
County officials have been asked repeatedly during daily press conferences about the timing of the alert, but they have yet to provide an answer.
There was a vigil last night for flood victims.
500 people showed up here at Kerrville's football stadium. Josh Smithson says it was a needed night for a lot of the locals.
This is the beginning of healing, is us finding a way to be together as a community.
Still a lot to be done here, but it appears the healing process has at least started for many. Russell Scott for CBS News, Kerrville, Texas.
The U.S. is resuming deliveries of weapons to Ukraine, and a tape has emerged from a fundraiser last year where President Trump says he gave Russia's President Putin a warning long before the 2022 invasion.
So Putin, I said, if you go in to Ukraine, there's a bomb.
A threat to bomb Moscow if Russia went into Ukraine. Putin said he didn't believe him, according to the Trump account. The audio was obtained by three journalists who published a book about the election. The Kremlin has not confirmed or denied the conversation. Sources tell CBS News the Secret Service has suspended six agents 1 year after the attempt on Trump's life in Pennsylvania. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Secret Service Deputy Director Matt Quinn says it's a turning point.
Personnel were identified. They've been disciplined.
What did discipline look like in the post-Butler era?
Our discipline process is well documented.
CBS News has learned six personnel were suspended without pay, then placed into restricted duty roles with less operational responsibility.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A federal judge in Boston hears arguments today on the Trump administration's bid to require people to use passports marked with their sex assigned at birth. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The judge has initially issued a preliminary injunction to say to the administration, when you issue passports, comply with the prior policies. But it doesn't appear that, in fact, the Trump administration may be doing so.
A federal judge in New Hampshire hears arguments today on a class action suit challenging the president's birthright citizenship restrictions. The suit, filed on behalf of several parents and infants, looks to block the order denying citizenship to babies born to undocumented or temporary residents. President Trump yesterday accused former FBI Director James Comey and ex-CIA Chief John Brennan of being crooked and said they may have to pay a price. But he insists he knows nothing about reports that say the FBI has opened an investigation into the two Trump critics over Russian election interference claims in 2016. Some Ritz products are being recalled.
The taste of Ritz with real peanut butter in tiny sandwiches.
Some cartons of Ritz peanut butter cracker sandwiches could lead to allergic reactions. The individually wrapped packs may be labeled as cheese instead of peanut butter. Well, robot umpires have been tested in baseball's minor leagues and at spring training to contest ball and strike calls.
Fastball low, and Hicks wants to challenge.
And MLB now says that technology will be used for ball and strike challenges at next Tuesday's All-Star Game. Teams won more than 52% of their pitch challenges during the spring training test. Well, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has details of a hit song for the AI age.
Dust on the wind, boots on the ground.
Velvet Sundown song shot to the number one spot on Spotify's European charts before fans found out it's a fake. The group is devoid of humans. The 60s-inspired rockers and their debut album Floating on Echoes were generated entirely by AI. Photos of the band on the album's cover could have been a giveaway. The four faces appear unnaturally smooth. The guitarist's hand has fused fingers.
The bio of the group has now been updated on Spotify to explain the AI twist. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now. It's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly towards and into the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds, patchy fog possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 70. Then a chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 67.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a couple of wrecks out here. This one's over to the side now in a terrible spot there at 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. There's a car up against the wall. 65 south at OHB there in Brentwood. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic there in that area is going north. Now coming up through Williamson County, Brentwood area on 65 at OHB. Wrapping up this wreck on 65 north at Rivergate Parkway. It was a pickup truck that went head on into the wall. Hey, if you've suffered hail or storm damage recently, now your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Brandon, scorned as the one who ran. What do you do when you're Brandon and you know you're a man?
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on a Thursday morning, it is the 10th day of July. Hard to believe. We're already in double digits in July. It feels like we just had 4th of July last week, which I guess we did.
Yeah,
almost
fast.
A week ago.
Went fast.
Time does go fast when you get older. I do know that.
Yeah. Check my situation out.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it, you know, average age be 80 would be above the average age. Got to have thinking about it.
That's kind of morbid.
I'm going to have two older people on July 21st on the round table.
Are you now?
I'm guest hosting. I don't know why. You just told me get some guys out there and do a thing.
So Andy Herzer is month of July is camp time for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why I'm in.
So yeah, he's going to be out for, well, he was out last week or this week and the next two. On Monday, John Dalton's father-in-law Kurt Harding is going to host.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you can talk about finances?
No.
Oh, okay.
He is an acquaintance with a man who, well, they'll explain it, but he's gone through some tragedy, but has a, he calls him the bionic man. So maybe that's a little
kind of a tease. Yeah. We're talking with Butch Vaughn and Butch Campbell, the two Butches.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're talking about being a principal and that kind of stuff. You know,
both of them are on the school board, city and county. That's interesting.
But I will probably stray away from that. I will probably talk about more things related to their, you know, persona. Not really. I don't want to sit there and ask them. No.
Well, Butch can go back to the 70 Central Tiger football team.
1870?
Probably.
I mean, there's going to be a little kidding around a little bit, too.
Yeah.
You know, so. But they were very influential in my life, so I thought, hey, why not?
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
So I really like the concept of the roundtable. Has been really good, I think. I hope people enjoy it. It's actually a finalist for Best Local Talk Show in the state of Tennessee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Rutherford Issues not nominated?
No.
Oh. Well, it could have been, but you just... probably told him no, don't do it.
The station has five nominations, actually, finalist in five categories, so pretty stoked about that. Our sports coverage, and then Rutherford Weather for three different categories. Use of social media. What is the other? There's an award that's given for like community service, and one is for like breaking news coverage. So
yeah, we can't get all of those though, will we?
Who knows?
You think we sweep it?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
We'll see. We shall
see. I went up there with a bad knee, didn't I? Have surgery?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
By the way, the average life expectancy for a man in the United States is 75.8 years.
Oh, Lord.
it's not 80 anymore. No, that's the average. Women, by the way, 81.1 years.
Oh.
Women do live longer.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Well, there's a story that we did like on Monday about lightning strikes. And July is the highest month for lightning strikes. The Southeast is higher because people are outside. Florida leads, you know, they have almost 100 people die by a lightning strike. But 80% of the victims are men.
No, they don't come in.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that, like, on Rutherford weather.
So are you saying men are dumber? Is that why they can't live as long?
Probably.
We don't make good choices.
Right.
Especially about our health.
On Rutherford weather, on that, on the Weather Channel that we have, it's a, it's about 70% plus women. Because they're the ones that want to make sure everybody's protected and tell the kids and that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Is what I've noticed. So, I mean, it's interesting. Something else that's interesting, one of our fine sponsors here at the radio station, Animal City, on Saturday from 2 until 5, you can have your pet's photo taken with Santa. Christmas in July photos.
Wow, that's a neat idea. Yeah. You going to go down there?
Maybe. Santa's got a Hawaiian shirt, you know, so there's a picture of two little puppers with Santa.
Yeah.
So they're doing that 2 until 5 at Animal City this Saturday, and a $5 donation is what they're asking for. And they have, you've heard of these community blessing boxes. Well, they have one with pet supplies. So, you know, like some pet food and things like that that's outside of their building. And so that's to help fund, you know.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
Blessing box
for
the pets.
Let me have a copy of that. I've got a Santa helper that I want to show that to.
Okay.
I'm his manager.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I will do that. But that's on Saturday. So kind of keep that in mind.
What else you got?
Well, I don't know.
That's it?
Pretty much. No, I will mention this, and we'll probably talk about it on Tuesday a little bit as well. But reportedly, we're still doing a little digging on this, but Chuck E. Cheese is rolling out a new Chuck's Arcade.
Yeah, it's for adults, right?
Uh-huh. It's going to have an arcade experience tailored for grown-ups. So you get all the nostalgia, but it's you know, intended for the grown-ups. Retro favorites like Galaga, Mortal Kombat, Halo. Plus, they'll have different foods, not just pizza, I think. Alcoholic drinks. Classic prizes. You can still get your prizes and stuff, but it's geared more toward adults.
They need to change it from Chuck to Charles.
Well, I guess they could.
Adult.
Yeah.
Adult venue.
But, I mean, it's not going to be inside a Chuck E. Cheese. It's going to be called Chuck's Arcade.
Its own separate. This is going to be its own separate thing?
Yeah. Okay. They're already out there. There are 10 of them across the country already. But, yeah.
Wow.
They call it a natural evolution following the brand's recent global remodel of over 500 locations. I can't tell you. I took the kids one time to Chuck E. Cheese, and I said never again because it was just like madness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway.
I didn't care for it either.
It shot my nerves. Okay, sports news here for you now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, Jazz Chisholm Jr. and the Yankees came ready to play.
2-2 to Jazz, the pitch. Breaking ball, high drive, right field, that's gone. Oh, my goodness. 10 rows back, Jazz Chisholm on line drive, two-run homer.
That was his second home run of the day, and you heard it on the Yankees radio network as they defeated the Mariners 9-6. The Red Sox have now won 6 in a row after outscoring the Rockies 10-2, and the Royals have handed the Pirates their 6th straight loss, edging them 4-3, while the Diamondbacks defeated the Padres in San Diego 8-2. In the NBA, Suns superstar Devin Booker has agreed to a 2-year, $145 million maximum contract extension with the franchise through the 2029-2030 season, the highest annual extension salary in NBA history. In the WNBA, the Sky defeated the Wings 87-76, and Angel rescinded with 15 points and 11 rebounds.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. you need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Congratulations to Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief Cameron Phelps. The Commission on Professional Credentialing has awarded him the professional designation of Chief Fire Officer. Following an extensive peer review process, this designation recognizes that he has achieved excellence in 7 measured areas. Congratulations, Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief, Cameron Phelps.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're here at the Villages of Murfreesboro talking with Molly Wyant. You look like you are hungry and deprived of being around close friends.
No, not around here. I don't believe it's much different around here.
So what drew you to the Villages of Murfreesboro?
Well, my son brought me out here from Minnesota, and he checked it out, and he really liked it. So he said, I found a place for you, so I came out here from Minnesota.
Is this feeling different from Minnesota?
Things are a little bit different, yes, and I have friends here that keep showing me different things, because like okra and things like that that I did.
You didn't have okra in Minnesota?
No, no okra.
Well, I don't know how you live without okra. I love okra, by the way. So you get all of these great southern delicacies.
Yes, definitely. I'm learning different things almost every day. So it's interesting to be down here compared to up north.
Now, are the people a lot different here?
I don't think so, because I really enjoy the people that live here. They are great. And also the help here, because the help is wonderful.
Tell us a little about what makes them wonderful for you.
Well, if you need anything or ask for it, they are right there to help you or let you know when they can help you or show you where you want to go or what you want to do. So they are right there to help you anytime you want it.
Now, let's say somebody's listening to this right now and they're thinking, it really sounds like Molly's having a good time there and it's really good for her, but I don't know whether I want to move away from my home yet. What would you say to them?
To be truthful with you, things back home have changed too, and it worked out just great. So we're having Todd around, especially my son, is really...
He's over at MTSU, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so he's here, and you see each other probably a whole lot more than when you lived at your old location.
Definitely. Definitely it is. So, and it's nice if I need him, he's here.
Now, as you look at things to do, what do you fill your time with? Because I think if we talk about things that you're doing, it may be the same things that somebody else would like to be doing, but they're at home by themselves, and it's hard to do stuff if you're by yourself.
Definitely. And so, like, they have classes here, and in the morning I go to exercise. During the week, they have bingo.
That sounds fun. I mean, it's a party, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely. And although people get serious, Oh, but bingo is serious around here. You play for what, nickels and dimes? And
25 cents.
Oh, 20. Oh, big stake.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, now, what do you find that you didn't experience before in Minnesota, but you're finding it here, you know, other than the broccoli and stuff like that?
Well, one thing, you can walk out if you want to all year round here. I mean, the weather is nice enough that if you really want to go walking, you can go walking. And here, they have nice walking around the building and outside. So it's a lot nicer with that than it would be at home, you know, in Minnesota.
Now, you talked about exercise. That's something that all of us know we need to do, but it's not always available, so we don't get the proper exercise, and that makes us get older.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't want to think about that, and I don't exercise as much as I'd need to, but it's right here at your door.
Yes, definitely, and really, it's right out my door almost. I think my son checked on things before he found me a place here, because he got me a beautiful little place here, close to the elevator and the stairway. So if I need those things, they're right there for me. So is the exercise room. It's just right around the corner. That makes a difference, too.
Now, equally important to the exercise, because that's to keep you physically fit, you got to put the food in. Do you get plenty of food here?
Oh, yes. And it's always good food. And they put on different dinners for us. And they have buffets every once in a while. And the waiters and waitresses are just a ball. No, the food and the service, both are just great here.
So what would you tell some friends who are listening right now, who are right on the edge of making that decision? What would you say to them to change their life in a positive way?
Well, it's just so friendly here, and I haven't run into any difficulty on anything here. And like I say, the people that live here are just absolutely great. And it really is a comfortable place to live.
Molly Wyatt sharing her story of the villages of Murfreesboro. Molly, thank you for sharing, and thank you for choosing Tennessee.
Thank you. I am sure glad that my son brought me down here, believe me.
Thanks for sharing. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the MyMTE app.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The residents are so interesting. The table that I usually have my meals with, we have a person there from Seattle. We have a very successful Murfreesboro businessman. We have a teacher who lived in Buffalo, and we have a woman who was one of the first workers in Oak Ridge. So it's a variety of people here, and all interesting, I think.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
We provide laser treatments to get rid of those little brown splotches, surface blood vessels, as well as fine lines and wrinkles.
McCabe Vision Center.
Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, 30, financing, 30, or appraisals.
You 27 high.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 for Thursday morning, July 10th.
And happy birthday today to Murphy Fair, Eddie Taylor, Michael Lashley, Deborah Linfant, and Betty Chambers.
Well, those are the names we had coming into the morning. I know some of you have texted, some of you called. I see the little answering machine doohickey blinking over here. So thanks for that. We're gathering all those names right now. And coming up in about a half an hour, we're going to announce everybody's name and give away the banana pudding from Slick Pig. So now is kind of your deadline time to get your birthdays and anniversaries into us. 615-893-1450.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Why don't we get a check of weather, then traffic, then news all ahead.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area, mainly towards and into the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds, patchy fog possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 70. Then a chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Good morning. That car is still up against a wall in a terrible spot here in Williamson County, 65 south near OHB. Just watch for it. The heaviest flow, of course, is on the other side, going northbound up through Brentwood on 65, working your way into South Nashville. Still a little bit sluggish, 65 south at Trinity Lane. Watching it pick up with more volume coming in through Kingston Springs right now. All that traffic on 40 eastbound in from Dixon County. Hey, if you've recently suffered hail or storm damage, now your roof is leaking or giving you some problems, call Independent the roofing specialist here in Middle Tennessee, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Tennessee is taking a bold step into the age of artificial intelligence as Governor Bill Lee signs landmark legislation regulating specific uses of AI across the state. The new law targets deepfakes, the misuse of voices and likenesses in the music industry, and the alarming rise of AI-generated child sexual abuse material. While this places Tennessee among a handful of states addressing AI's ethical boundaries, a recent report ranks the volunteer state 15 least prepared for the AI race, setting gaps in education, job creation, and digital infrastructure. Despite challenges, state officials stress that regulation is essential for innovation. Particularly in Nashville's entertainment industry, where concerns over cloned celebrity voices have become increasingly urgent. Here in Rutherford County, residents are being reminded of another looming danger, summer lightning. July marks the deadliest month for lightning strikes in the U.S., with Tennessee ranking among the higher risk states in the Southeast. National Weather Service data shows most fatalities occur in the afternoons during leisure activities like boating and fishing. Men account for nearly 80% of victims, and experts warn that strikes can also travel indoors through wiring and plumbing. With storms frequent across Rutherford County, safety officials urge residents to follow the 30-30 rule. Seek shelter if thunder is heard within 30 seconds of a lightning flash, and wait 30 minutes after the last rumble before resuming outdoor activities. That's all for now. If you're looking for more local news in a quick, digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Looking for appliances? Try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers, and now we even stock a few dishwashers.
All at the Habitat ReStore.
Come and shop and save. You will leave our store humming.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35, and it is time for a little Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
The hip parade. We are going to take a look at things that happened in the year 1999. Seems like it wasn't quite that long ago, but it certainly was now. And 1999, you know, everybody was kind of bracing, John, for Y2K.
Yeah, 2000, scary.
Computer chaos. You know, when the computers were supposed to switch to 2000 from 1999. And nothing catastrophic occurred, although everybody was preparing for it, building shelters and all kinds of things. I thought it was going to be the crumble of society as we know it.
Yeah, supplies, getting all the supplies ready and putting them in the underground shelters and stuff like that.
Yeah. We've had bigger computer things that have happened since then.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Obviously. The most popular shows in 1999. The top three shows, get this, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was number 1, 2, and 3 because they had it on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday nights.
Yeah, it caught the nation by storm, man. It was really popular.
It's trivia, you know,
something
answer
new,
questions.
It was yeah. new. Yeah.
And it kind of brought back game shows, but it was also cheaper to produce.
Mm-hmm. Still with us.
Yeah.
Still
going strong. ER was the fourth biggest hit in 1999 to 2000, and number 5 was Friends on NBC. So CBS did not have a top 5 show.
Well, that changed.
Yes, it did, didn't it?
There was no NCIS at the time, was it?
I guess not.
No, they've been on 20 years, so yeah, probably. They came along in 2003 or so.
I hate to always go through the prices of, you know, what things cost. Coffee was, you know, $2.98 for a 16-ounce can.
But, I mean, that's
98 cents a dozen.
That's across the time, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, things aren't going to stay the same price. The more money you make, the more they will go up.
Let's see. For recreation and amusement, everybody was into camcorders during that time. That was before everyone had video on their phones. CDs were really popular. The top-selling computer was the Compaq Presario for $499.99.
What was that? What was it?
Just a personal computer.
Oh.
And that was the brand that was big back in the day. Bill Clinton was the president. Al Gore was the vice president. Of course, that was an election year. We went into the 2000 election as well. The World Series champions, the New York Yankees, boo. The Super Bowl champions were the Denver Broncos. The NBA champions were the San Antonio Spurs. The Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup. Connecticut won the men's basketball NCAA championship, while Florida State won the NCAA football championship in 99.
Hmm.
That was the year after Tennessee won it in 98.
Hmm, right.
So, it's things that happened in the sports world. See if we can find a little more here about...
Everybody partied like it was 1999, didn't they?
That was a huge song during that time, yeah. Some of the other TV shows that were around during that time, Touched by an Angel on CBS.
Ever watch that? I never watched it.
I probably watched it at some point. But
I figured that would have been a Heather show she would love.
Yeah, we were wrangling kids at the time. There's probably not much other than cartoons on at the house for us. The Practice was really big on ABC at that time, too, along with Frasier. Highest grossing films of the year 1999. The top 5. Number 5, The Matrix.
Wow, that's been around a long time,
Ben. Sure has. Number four, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Okay.
Number three, Toy Story 2. Number two was The Sixth Sense. And number one, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. So that was the Star Wars prequels.
That's the first of them.
Yep. And Tarzan, Big Daddy, The Mummy, Runaway Bride, Blair Witch Project were the top 10 grossing movies of 1999. And that's Throwback Thursday.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42, coming up on 7:43 as we wrap up the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And United Communications is their internet company and provides award-winning fiber internet and phone services across Middle Tennessee. Go to mte.com/internet to find out more about United Communications. Our show today also recognizing the Slim Chicken staff out there on Memorial Boulevard, good neighbor of the day today, for their great, kind, and thoughtful service. The Memorial Slim Chicken staff will receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day for this Thursday. And you can send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply, and there's a link in that. Just tap on the link. It'll take you to your web browser on the phone. Just fill out the information that it asks for there. Click submit when you're finished, and boom, it's done. It will immediately show up in my inbox, and we'll give away or make them a good neighbor of the day here in the coming days. It's all listener-driven, 5 a week, 20 a month or so, and we could use your help. Send in your good neighbor of the day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Hey, John, what kind of teacher poots in public?
I don't know.
Or never poots in public. They never poot in public.
I don't know.
A private tutor.
Replay.
I tried to clean it up for you a little bit.
Yeah, you did. It's a little better. Yeah.
I should have used that terminology.
Yeah.
Although there are things that, you know, it's interesting. There are words that we were always taught, that's a bad word. You can't say it. But you can now.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Evidently, you've used it a lot. No, I'm just kidding.
That was one, and I don't know what the difference, why it was such a bad thing.
Well.
But I couldn't use toot because it's private tutor.
Yeah. Toot.
Why are we talking about this?
Let's change the subject.
Yeah, what have we learned today?
I left me.
Yes, yes.
We talked about Michael Douglas retiring.
How old is Michael Douglas?
80, I think. And we talked about some deaths that had happened, some stars that have died. And let's see, what did you do? What did you say in your hour? Let's see.
He's definitely 80. Talked about Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese, yeah, going to be.
Chuck's Arcade.
Chuck's Arcade. Okay, that's a totally, that's going way the other way.
Yes.
You know.
It is intended to bring, well, I think it's an interesting concept. Because as adults, you look for things like you did as a kid, and it brings the nostalgia back to it. And so that's what they're going to have. They're going to have, like, arcade games that you would have played as a kid. And at a place you probably went as a kid, but it's got adult things there now.
Gotcha.
So I think that's why movie reboots do well. Or, like, TV shows that turn into movies later on.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about that.
Well, like Superman, for instance. That's why you have different age groups, and it just continues on, I guess. I don't know.
We'll talk about that. And what are we watching? Can't wait.
That's
tomorrow.
You love that segment, don't you?
No, I hate it. But I'm prepared today. I'm prepared. I've been watching, getting ready for it.
Well, you can do it tomorrow. We're not going to do it today.
No, I'm not tomorrow.
You're prepared for tomorrow today.
I'm prepared for tomorrow. Listen to me.
I know.
You're not paying any attention to me.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Can we go?
Michael Douglas is, he'll be